Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, folks. It is September 17th, a Wednesday, and we hope you're having a great day. We will visit with Sig Grinbaum at the 12 o'clock hour, founder of Nola by Nola and CEO of SigFest Events. You'll remember that this was set up with New Orleans and Company at a time to make sure that our local musicians were able to support themselves. This has taken off. It's been a great event for a number of years. We'll talk about the offerings this year with Sig Grinbaum. At 11 o'clock, President and CEO of GNO Inc., Michael Heck, joins us. We have a ton of great news to talk about, and he has a special guest, Michael Corbett, Executive Vice President of Strategy and Infrastructure for Sunrise Foods, and we'll talk about what they're doing here in the city. And we start off with Raphael Goyeneche, President of the Metropolitan Crime Commission, who joins us now. Raffi, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel. Great to be back with you. I played hooky last week, not because I was goofing off, but I had to go testify before a Senate committee about something, and we can talk about that today. I think it'd be interesting to your audience to talk about.
I actually watched that committee, and it will be. But I just wanted to remind folks, the Metropolitan Crime Commission banquet is going to be September the 24th at the Sheraton Hotel with a start time of 11:30 a.m. And if you have an interest in attending, you can go to metrocrime.org to see about the tickets that are available. And it's called the MCC Excellence in Law Enforcement Awards Launching. And that, and you guys are going to have some great guest speakers this year, Raffi.
Yeah, we got a great lineup. But let me correct you. The meeting actually starts at noon. But we tell people to get there about no later than 11:30 because we're expecting anywhere from 800 to 1,000 people to be present for that, in large part to recognize the worthy recipients that we're going to be telling some compelling stories about. We're giving them recognition. These are the unsung heroes that conduct the investigations and obtain the convictions. So it's going to be police and prosecutors, investigators and prosecutors, and we've got an all-star lineup of speakers that include the superintendent of the police department, Ann Kirkpatrick, the head of the FBI in Louisiana, Jonathan Tapp, and the attorney general, Liz Merle, as well. So I promise anyone that comes, it'll be entertaining, and it's for a worthy cause because that's what keeps the lights turned on in the MCC. The money that we raise from that event.
Well, let's jump into these topics because they're very important. The first you just mentioned, the Senate Judiciary hearing. The Louisiana State Senate Judiciary Committee had a hearing about a practice in the city of New Orleans that I think the Metropolitan Crime Commission had brought to light and brought to the members of the Senate what was going on. And tell us more about that.
Right. So in May, the MCC released a report documenting the numbers of judge trials that were conducted over a three-year period of time in criminal district court. So under Louisiana law, the defendant has the exclusive right to determine the method of trial, whether it be judge or jury, in a felony case. So what we saw, and the reason we issued the report, is that we saw that two judges were outliers with respect to the frequency with which judge trials were requested in their sections of court versus the other 10 sections of court. And their acquittal rates were well outside the norms of not just the other 10 judges, but also juries in Orleans Parish. So we took a look, as I said, at 3 years' worth of judge trials in criminal district court, 2022, 23, and 24. There were 125 judge trials conducted over that three-year span. 50% of those trials were conducted in two sections of court. So that was Judge Campbell and Judge Leon Roche. Judge Campbell had been on the bench for all three of those years. Judge Roche had only been on the bench for 1 year. But they conducted defendants elected to waive the jury and be tried by a judge in those sections of court at a much greater frequency than the rest of the judges. The other 10 judges averaged about two judge trials per year. Each of those two other judges had 16 judge trials per year, eight times the rate that judge trials were selected in the other 10 sections of court. So when we took a look at that, we determined, okay, how many jury trials were conducted and what was the acquittal rate there? So we took a look at jury trials that were conducted. And the juries in Orleans Parish convicted at a 57% rate. So they found the defendants guilty at a 57%. The 10 other judges that defendants opted for judge trials, they found the accused guilty at a 42% rate. Judge Campbell, that conducted 47 judge trials over a three-year period of time, found the defendants guilty at a 21% rate. Judge Roche, who was only on the bench for one of those years, he was a rookie judge, he conducted 16 judge trials in 2024, and he only found 12% of the defendants guilty in trials that he presided over. So we released that report, and a couple of days after I released that report, I received a letter from the judicial administrator from criminal court saying that we were unfair to Judge Roche because in the 16 cases that he conducted, the state of Louisiana, represented by the district attorney's office, so the prosecutors that were responsible for proving those cases, called no witnesses or introduced no evidence. I've never heard of that before. So the first thing I did was I notified the DA's office of the letter and what the allegations were, and I told the district attorney that I was ordering the trial transcripts from those 16 judge trials. He said he was going to do the same. So it took about a month to receive all of those transcripts from those 16 trials. And as I started to review them, I saw that, you know, the representation of the judicial administrator were accurate. In 13 of the 16 felony judge trials that were conducted in 2024 by Judge Roche, there was 13 of those cases in which the prosecution called no witnesses and there was no evidence. So the trial transcripts of the entire trial, including a cover page and usually a page on the back certifying the transcript by the court reporter, is a total of 6 pages for most of these. And this is all double-spaced typing. So that's unheard of. And what I saw case after case is the state sometimes would request a continuance, and the judge would deny the continuance. And then the state would say, okay, I'm ready for trial. And they would call a witness, usually just a police officer. The police officer wasn't present. The state would rest, and the judge would issue a not guilty verdict. So as a prosecutor, when you announce ready for trial, you know if your witness is present. And if your witness is not present, you request a continuance. If the judge denies the continuance, what the prosecutor is supposed to do next is dismiss the case. The court cannot stop the district attorney from dismissing the case. So that's the discretion of the DA's office to decide what cases to prosecute and bring to trial. If a prosecutor does not have a necessary witness to prove the elements of the offense, then you cannot proceed to trial. If the judge is forcing you to trial, you dismiss the case. That didn't happen. That didn't happen in 13 cases over a 9-month period of time. So as I reviewed those transcripts, transcript after transcript, I saw some really shocking things. So the criminal defense attorney, in their opening statement, would tell the judge, the state is not going to call any witnesses today. There's not going to be any evidence presented, and you're going to have no recourse but to find my client not guilty. In another case, a trial was conducted on October the 31st, Halloween Day. The opening statement by the defense counsel was, Your Honor, I didn't wear the Halloween costume that you suggested that I wear today in court. And the judge said, that's all right. We're going to find out if today is trick or treat. The state announced ready for trial. They called their first witness, who was not present, a police officer. The state rested, and the judge found them not guilty. Well, the only problem with all of that is, under Louisiana law, when a felony case is tried by a judge, jeopardy does not attach, the trial does not commence until the first witness is sworn in. In 13 of the 16 judge trials that were conducted in Judge Roche's section of court, no witnesses were sworn in. Yet the judge issued a not guilty verdict, and the prosecutor did not object to any legal verdict, because if no witnesses were sworn in, that was not a trial. So as I reviewed those transcripts, you know, I got back to the district attorney's office and said, well, what are you going to do about this? And they said, well, this is all on the judge. And I said, no, the Code of Professional Responsibility for attorneys, in which ADAs are licensed attorneys, is one of the rules is that if you're a prosecutor, you shall not prosecute a case that's not supported by probable cause. And also, attorneys are obligated under the Code of Professional Conduct to report judicial misconduct. So when the judge issues a verdict that is contrary to law, the prosecutor has to notify the Judiciary Commission. None of that happened. So I gave the district attorney's office the opportunity to initiate a complaint against the judge, and I gave them the opportunity to self-report the misconduct of the two prosecutors. And it was the same two prosecutors and all 16 of those cases. And they didn't do it. So the Metropolitan Crime Commission has filed complaints with the Office of Professional Responsibility against the two prosecutors and with the Louisiana Judiciary Commission against the judge. So the committee that asked me to come to Baton Rouge and testify heard, I just recited what I expressed to them last Thursday. And after I was called, Jason Williams was present and called as a witness, as was his first assistant. So I present, you know, I've already told you what I presented to the committee. The district attorney's office then was given the opportunity to talk about it. And the DA said that, you know, the buck stops with him. But he said that, you know, it was the judge's fault and the prosecutors that did this were counseled and retrained, and they remain employed in that office. So,
let me ask you this, yeah. Before we get too far further down the road. After all this period of time, have we been able to figure out, or has anyone determined the motivation for this? I mean, you know, the best course of action, I used to work down there, I know, back in the 70s. They would dismiss the case, and they would recharge the individual and start the process over again.
Exactly.
So what is the upside to them doing what they did? I mean, basically, they highlighted the managerial inefficiency of the office.
That's exactly.
Otherwise, if you dismiss it when you call your first witness, I mean, the burden is really on the NOPD, if in fact they were even subpoenaed or notified of the trial, but generally nobody would find out about that. But the reality is that you really hung yourself out to dry. I just don't understand where these folks are getting any guidance. I mean, it doesn't take a first-year law student to recognize that you can't do this, right? Because you're actually perpetrating a fraud on the court.
Well, exactly.
Now, you know, if we had courts that were fair and impartial, and I'll use those terms, I don't, you know, typically each side is going to get the benefit of a continuance if they're having a problem having their witnesses show up. And the way the judge forces the hand of the prosecutor on in support of the defense, if they want to, is they deny these requests for that. But, you know, it would just seem to me that the office would be able to triage these cases in the 2 to 3 weeks before they appear on the docket and make a representation right then and there. You're going to know whether or not your case is ready to go.
Well,
I mean,
exactly.
you don't make that determination that morning, because if you are, you're not living up to the fiduciary obligation that you have. You're not preparing. You're not working.
So, fundamentally, Newell in this, the judge, as you pointed out, is supposed to be the referee, the arbiter. And, you know, his or her objective is to make sure that Louisiana law is being followed. You know, he doesn't take a side in this. He is just the trier of fact when the jury is waived and making sure that the attorneys are proceeding in conformity with the law. The judge has to know the law to hold the attorneys to comply with the law, whether it's a defense attorney or a prosecutor. The Code of Criminal Procedure says that a trial does not commence until the first witness is sworn in. The judge had the judicial administrator write a letter saying that no witnesses were sworn in. Obviously, the judge was ignorant of the law. And that's the judge's responsibility to know the law. The district attorneys that prosecuted this case, the assistants that prosecuted those cases, didn't know the law. And as you pointed out, so if you have a loss, every time a case closes in the district attorney's office – supervisors are supposed to review that and determine the methods, the policies of the office were followed. And when you have not guilty verdicts, you need to, as supervisors, you need to do an assessment of what went wrong. Did we not screen the case right? Are our prosecutors missing some things? Do we need to train them up? Well, nobody looked at these 16 cases until I called the district attorney's office to tell them about it. This is 9 months of illegal verdicts that were issued in one section of court, and every one of those trials were presided over by the same two assistant district attorneys. And the DA's office response was, we just need to retrain these people. Well, why is it those are the only two prosecutors in the office that needed to be retrained? And one of them was a new hire. The other one was the senior in the section of court that's supposed to be supervising the junior attorney in there. So the district attorney's office was challenged by the committee saying, you know, how did you not catch this? How did you fail to recognize that you had a problem with these two prosecutors over a 9-month period of time? And what the solution may be, the outcome of this hearing, is that the committee pivoted to the fact that the state of Louisiana has used a formula to determine how many assistant district attorneys each judicial district gets. And based on that formula, the state pays for the first $50,000 of every prosecutor's salary. And they do that under a mechanism that's called a warrant. A warrant is, you know, the mechanism.
Let's do this, Rafi. We got to get to a break. We'll pick up this conversation here as we let everyone know what a warrant is. We're visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, President, Metropolitan Crime Commission. We're talking about presentation of evidence at a most recent Senate Judiciary hearing that talks about some failures within the prosecution of cases in criminal district court. We will be right back to continue that conversation. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Raphael Goinecci, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. Raffi, you were about to explain state warrants, which is the amount of money that the state gives to local district attorneys for each one of their assistant district attorneys.
Right. So warrants provide the first $50,000 in funding of a prosecutor's salary. And then the local jurisdiction also supports and finances the operations of the district attorney's office, and anything over the $50,000 warrant has to be funded and paid for by the local jurisdiction, which is usually going to be, you know, the city council or the parish governing authority. So the bottom line is that in 2024, there were 83 assistant ADAs in Orleans Parish, presiding over and handling a caseload of 4,237 cases. No one seems to know how many years New Orleans has had 83 prosecutors, but one of the witnesses that was called to testify was the district attorney from St. Tammany in Washington Parishes, Colin Sims. And he pointed out that the state finances 30 warrants for his office, and his prosecutors handled 8,100 cases in 2024. So the committee is saying, wait a minute, you have Orleans Parish with more than double, almost triple the number of ADAs than Washington and St. Tammany parishes. They're handling 50% less workload than Washington, St. Tammany. And New Orleans, even with all of those resources, is failing to manage and supervise their assistant district attorneys, allowing for the judicial and prosecutorial misconduct that we just explained and I testified to before the committee. So the committee indicated that they wanted to do a deeper dive and reassess on a statewide basis how many warrants are awarded to each judicial district. And I think the offshoot of that is that the work does not support the quantity of work. The cases that go through criminal district court do not support the number of warrants that Orleans Parish is receiving right now. And it's been years, in some instances decades, since there has been a comprehensive audit of the number of warrants that are issued in each judicial district. So that may be, I think, what this committee is gearing towards, to reassessing the numbers of prosecutors that are going to be funded by the state of Louisiana statewide, and they're going to be taking into consideration the workload. And this probably would not have come up on the radar screen were it not for the Crime Commission's report that basically highlighted the failure of the judge from Orleans Parish and the district attorney's office in Orleans Parish, and allowing these non-trials to be considered trials and their failure to properly supervise the performance of their assistant district attorneys that allowed for this to occur over a one-year period of time.
Well, it actually gets worse, because in St. Tammany and Washington parishes, there are no full-time criminal judges. They share time
right.
with the civil docket. In New Orleans, there are, you know, think, what, 12 sections of court and a magistrate
Correct.
System that is set up there. And if they're only handling 4,200 criminal cases with 83 ADAs, and in St. Tammany, Washington, with part-time judges, which I suspect does not add up to 12 full-time, what we have here is a real fundamental process problem that both lies within the criminal district court, the clerk of court's office, and the DA's office. So it's
right.
it's
no,
a
let me just correct
much
in,
bigger
in St. Tammany,
problem.
And every other jurisdiction throughout Louisiana other than Orleans Parish, the judges in all the other judicial districts have dual jurisdiction and responsibilities, civil and criminal. So the judges are full-time in St. Tammany Parish, but about 50% of their time is devoted towards presiding over their civil dockets. So they split time between their civil dockets and criminal dockets. So,
Well, I suspect if we start doing if we start doing this similar study in civil district court as well, because of the reduced population in the city of New Orleans, I mean, a lot of this makes sense and went all the way back. I know that there were that many judges and the magistrate system when we had over 600,000 people living in the city of New Orleans. In 2024, we're at 362,000, roughly a little bit more than half of the population that we once had, which would help explain in normal circumstances a reduction in crime and things of that nature, because we know, based on a number of historical studies, that there's a percentage of the population that's responsible for about 70 to 80% of violent crime in a particular area. But as you have declining populations, you would expect to benefit from that from a crime perspective. But this
right.
this evaluation is critical, and it's necessary because it's way out of whack, and it will reveal the complete and total inefficiencies within the criminal justice system in the city of New Orleans.
And well, not just
I hope,
in the city of New Orleans, but around the state. So, you know,
around the state as well,
right.
but we're focused on the city right now. This is not a good thing for them, I can promise you, not by for the judges nor the DAs. Because,
right.
you know, you're looking at some pretty efficient stats that are going on in a number of other parishes. How is that? A felony case is a felony case. A misdemeanor case is a misdemeanor case. You know, this is all about management of docket and management of a system, plain and simple.
So if the workload does not support 83 assistant district attorneys, the question becomes, does the workload support the current number of judges that we now have in this jurisdiction? So I think that's something that the committee indicated that they were going to look into. So you know, this is focusing on the DA's office, but these are judicial districts. And if the workload is out of whack with respect to the number of assistant district attorneys, it may also reflect that the workload is does not support the current numbers of judges that each jurisdiction has as well. And those salaries are paid by the state of Louisiana as well. So this may take a look at the entire judicial and prosecutorial system, not just in Orleans Parish, but in the state of Louisiana.
But this is part of the problem, Rafi, that we have, is that we have no template in this state as it relates to management of districts, local court rules, or otherwise. We have not set up a base template of things that, that should happen. So what we have, I don't know how many judges that we elect in the state of Louisiana. They're all free agents.
Yep.
They all have complete and total discretion as to how they want to operate their court. Whether that's good for the taxpayer or bad for the taxpayer, there's never a calculation that's ever looked upon to determine whether or not the practices of individual courts make sense to us, either fiscally, operationally, or otherwise. And unless and until we get to a point where either the Supreme Court or some other agency is empowered with the ability to monitor what's actually going on and call people out for incredible inefficiencies and lack of desire to do the work, this system never improves. Never.
No, you're right.
Never improves. And
so that's why the Metropolitan Crime Commission issues the reports that we issue on the performance of the criminal justice system. Earlier this summer, we released, actually late spring, we released a report talking about the workload and the productivity of criminal district court, all 12 judges there. And when we released that report, we highlighted the fact that one of the 12 judges was an extreme outlier. His open inventory of cases was over 400 cases. The court average was about 230 cases. He had double the amount of open cases. After we released that report, the Supreme Court sent officials to go talk to that judge, and after he was confronted, he elected to take a medical leave, and he left the bench in May, and he officially retired in August. By the time he retired, his docket that averaged 400 cases was 488 cases. Brian Ziblich was appointed in August to preside over Section J. In a little over 6 weeks, that docket that was at 480-plus cases is down to about 275 cases right now in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So what that shows is that had we not released that information, if there wasn't any metrics measuring the performance of that court, the Supreme Court, and no one would have known how poor a job Judge Durbany was actually doing. He'd still be on the bench. His docket wouldn't be 400 or 500. It would be well north of 500 cases, and he would have continued to serve until the end of his term when he intended to retire at the end of 2026.
Exactly. But let me make this observation, because we got to get to break, and I don't want to miss this opportunity. We cannot, we should not allow anybody in the criminal justice system, and I was a player for 40 years in that system, to go to a podium and use to beat back advances in law enforcement, advances in the utilization of technology, assistance from people by saying we have one of the lowest crime rates that we've ever had in history. Because the best time to improve the proficiency and efficiency of a system is when you enjoy that downward trend, because it relieves a lot of pressure that you would otherwise have when you're going from pillar to post every single solitary day. This is the best time to double down on all of that and to be willing to stand up and say, we are not going to accept anything less. Now's the time to push the pedal to the metal. While you're enjoying these decreases in crime, you could never implement some of what's being talked about right now if we had the crime rates that we had in the 1990s. Would not happen. Would not happen. Unless there was a shock and awe approach, which is actually what they ended up doing in the 90s to kind of turn things around. But I don't know that we have the political will to do it. I mean, we heard three mayoral candidates say, oh, we don't need a guard. Really? Interesting. We have the lowest crime rate we've ever had in history. Really? Well, what about doubling down and improving the efficiencies and the proficiencies of organizations by utilizing their help? Sit down, talk to them, figure it out, see what they got to offer, see what they're willing to do. I mean, this is absolutely crazy, the approach that we're taking. And the real reason is these folks don't understand the fundamentals of a business organization. They've never run one. They've never run one. None of them. They should think long and hard and start talking to folks that have actually operated an organization of size to better understand how this actually works. Sorry about that.
We got to get to break.
We got to get to break. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
All right, we are back. I have Rafi actually handling the show now and reminded me of when I had to get out. Your final thoughts, Rafi.
Well, so just kind of tying into what we just talked about, you were mentioning the National Guard. And last night I watched the mayoral debate, and none of the candidates are in favor of the National Guard being here. I think the next mayor should be focused on what makes this city safer. And New Orleans has a unique relationship where the National Guard is a regular presence in this community. They were here after the terrorist attack. So from January the 2nd to about March the 10th, they were here after the terror attack. They stayed through the Super Bowl, and they stayed through Mardi Gras. So for about 2.5 months, they were here. The month before they arrived, we averaged 12.9 violent crime calls per service per week. Once they arrived, it went down to 8.6 in January, 8.5 in February. And after they left on March the 10th, it went up to 14.3 violent crimes per week. So their presence here absolutely reduces crime. The candidates were talking about crime is lower this year than it was last year, in part because the National Guard was here for 2.5 months. And I don't care what the political motives are of who is suggesting that the National Guard comes here, whether it's President Trump, whether you like him or not, or it's Governor Landry, whether you like him or not. But if those guardsmen make this city safer, how do you say no to them? We've never said no to the National Guard coming here. And the threshold should be, are the resources going to make the city safer? And we know for a fact that when they were here, crime was lower. I would welcome any assistance that would make this city safer for the people that live, work, and raise their families here.
I have two observations. One, we hear this said by all three over and over again. This is not what what they do, the National Guard. Well, that they did it in the aftermath of Katrina. That's exactly what we did. I had full-time military, National Guard, local, National Guard from other states patrolling the streets of Jefferson Parish. We made it work. So they do this. It's the manner in which called out that is the determining factor of what they can and cannot do. One of the candidates last night says, I just find it curious, why did they pick New Orleans? Well, let me tell you why New Orleans pops out. And you know this, Rafi.
Yep.
When you look at per capita murder rate in 2024, New Orleans per capita murder rate was worse than Chicago.
Yep.
Need I say anything more?
Well, of course.
Yeah, it was less in numbers, but Chicago's much bigger. But on a per capita basis, we had more murders per 100,000 people in New Orleans than they had in Chicago. I think Memphis may have been one of the only cities that actually beat the city of New Orleans. I think we may have been third highest last year in 2024. So I don't know why they wouldn't know that. That's why they get picked. You go to the stats. You go to the data. Plain and simple. As always, we appreciate you joining us. Rafael Goyeneche, President, Metropolitan Crime Commission. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.